听力课堂，听 class.com。
Sports World，
共享体育。
Nadal versus Federer， rivalry continues。
纳达尔 versus 费德勒，谁将主宰未来网坛？
The elegant Federer had an impregnable game in the Australian Open final. That was, until Rafael Nadal evolved into a powerhouse and began exposing weaknesses in Federer's artillery, both physical and mental. Now Federer is palpably nervous as to whether he can break the Nadal code and capture a record-tying 14th Grand Slam title. Here are 10 essential ingredients Rafael Nadal has that Roger Federer doesn't.Is the inequity between them driving Federer crazy?
1. 6 Grand Slam titles at age 22. Nadal owns trophies from 4 French Opens, 1 Wimbledon, and an Australian Open. In comparison, Federer's majors tally by age 22 was only half as large as Nadal's. 2 consecutive Wimbledon trophies and a lone Australian Open crown.
French Open champion. If not for Nadal, Federer might own 3 French Open titles. He has been the runner-up at Roland Garros for the past 3 years. But it is Nadal who owns the clay. He will arrive in Paris in May as the 4-time French Open champion, and there isn't a hint that his reign is likely to end.
3. Olympic singles gold medal. Playing in 3 Olympic Games,Sydney, Athens, and Beijing. The closest Federer came to a medal in singles was a losing performance in the bronze medal match at the 2000 Sydney Games. It's hard not to imagine it galls Federer, a gold star candidate in the sportsmanship department, that he went home from Beijing last summer with doubles gold, while Nadal won the singles title in his first Olympics.
4. Davis Cup champion.Nadal has always considered playing Davis Cup an honor and a top priority. His teenage hero role in the 2004 final against the U.S. made him front-page news across Spain. An injury kept him out of last year's final win over Argentina, but he is still an integral part of the team. Meanwhile, Federer has cherry-picked his Davis Cup outings, often missing the first round, which often left Switzerland out of contention.
5.World number one. Federer wants the ranking back, but Nadal's Australian Open victory widened the point gap between the two. Nadal is now a comfortable 3,260 points ahead of Federer.
6. Grand Slam titles on 3 surfaces. Nadal is the first player since Andre Agassi, who is one of 5 men to capture all 4 Grand Slam trophies, to win majors on all 3 surfaces, clay,grass, and hard court. Federer's 13 slams have come on grass and hard courts.
7. Beats the best. Nadal has a winning record against the top 7 players. Federer, 13-6. Novak Djokovic, 10-4. Andy Murray, 5-1. Nikolay Davydenko, 3-2. Andy Roddick, 4-2, Juan Martín del Potro, 3-0, and Gilles Simon, 3-1. Federer currently has a losing record against Nadal, as well as Murray and Simon.
8. Stable coaching relationship. Rafael has Uncle Tony, a career-long mentor who has transformed him into the ultimate competitor. Federer stubbornly insists he understands his game better than anyone.So a full-time coach is unnecessary. He severed his most recent semi-permanent coaching relationship with Tony Rocher in May 2007. Unheralded Swiss Davis Cup captain Severin Luthi has been with Federer at the past few majors.
9. The French Queen's Wimbledon trifecta.
10. Southpaw advantage.